أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون. ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين.
Then did Adam alayhi salam eagerly receive the inspiration from his Rabb, and he sought the forgiveness of Allah with those words of inspiration, and Allah Ta'ala turned towards him with repentance, for Allah Ta'ala is ever forgiving and most merciful. But we had commanded, go down all of you all together, and if ever guidance come to you from me, then whoever follows my guidance, on him will be no fear, nor will he grieve. But those who reject faith and refute our signs, then they are the people of Jahannam, and they will dwell therein forever. Adam alayhi salam was much familiar and very comfortable with the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, with constant communication, the love and the relationship that he had with Allah Ta'ala. And on account of the slip that he had made, he was so filled with remorse and regrets. Allah Ta'ala had seen his state, and Allah Ta'ala had inspired him with words of repentance. This is how you will beg my repentance. So he eagerly received these words. For he was covered with remorse and regrets for the mistake that he had made, and he did not know how to compensate and overcome this. So Allah Ta'ala, seeing him in this pitiable state, inspired him with words of repentance. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Therefore, someone had asked some elder that if he slips into a wrong, what should he be doing? So he says, you must do that which your father Adam alayhi salam had done. Cover yourself with regrets and remorse and beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And how Musa alayhi salam had done when he had encountered that Coptic, and he said, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. And how Yunus alayhi salam, when he had also made an error, and he was in the belly of the fish, and how he had recited, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. So these were your fathers, these were your elders, they did not feel ashamed to implore Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. Why should you feel ashamed? And remember, Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Come to him and ask him forgiveness in the manner that you need to ask for forgiveness. And to get oneself clear from sin, then one needs to follow the three steps. The first is that he should confess and acknowledge the wrong that he has committed. Don't try to legitimize and prove your innocence. Rather, try your best to recognize and then confess and acknowledge your sin. Number two, be remorseful and regretful over the wrong that you have done. And number three, promise Allah Ta'ala that you will never return to that sin in future. So these are the three steps that are to be taken to ensure that Allah Ta'ala forgives one. And the type of pardoning that is in vogue in the churches, etc., Islam has got no relationship with that. Sinner comes before the priest and he confesses his wrong, and as though the priest, the papa, has got the right to forgive him and pardon him for a small return. So this is no forgiveness, this is just a joke. It's a mockery of religion, mockery of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the right to forgive is Allah ta'ala's. So you need to confess and acknowledge your wrong before him, not before any other person. Nonetheless, now Adam alayhi salam was already forgiven and Allah ta'ala had showered him with his mercy. But wisdom had required that Adam alayhi salam come down upon earth. Though everything has been forgiven, everything has been wiped out and washed out, but the wisdom of Allah ta'ala had required that Adam alayhi salam comes down upon earth, because he was supposed to be the vicegerent, like Allah ta'ala had previously announced, إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَوْضِ خَلِيفَةً. So it was not out of anger or punishment that he was sent down, but the wisdom of Allah ta'ala had decided that he should be coming as a vicegerent. But the law will be this, that whoever follows my guidance, then there will be no fear nor any grief for such a person. No fear of the hereafter. Once he is in the hereafter, then there is going to be no fear for him. Allah Ta'ala will give him that type of assurance and the type of security and peace and comfort. He's got no fear whatsoever, and he's got no regrets and no grief over the past. These are the two things that overwhelms a person, either fear or grief. So there is nothing for you to be remorseful or grieving about the past. Allah Ta'ala will take care of all the past, he'll forgive and wipe out all the past, and the future he will give you a good abode. So there is nothing for you to be afraid about, nor anything for you to be grieving about. Many a times, some believer and righteous person encounters some fear or some grief. So the grief that he will encounter, generally a believer that he is committed to his belief and faith, then it will be a small fear. It won't overwhelm him. It won't be a lasting thing. It won't be a lasting fear nor a lasting grief. It'll be a temporary phase, and on account of his deep commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things will seem to be very insignificant. Ya bani Israel, askuru ni'amati allati an'amtu alaykum. O children of Israel, that is Yaqub al-Islam, call to mind my favors which I have bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant, and I will fulfill your covenant, and me alone you should be fearing me alone. So it's an address made to the Bani Israel, and they are the first people to be addressed after the incident of Adam and Iblis. And the reason is obvious: the impediment and the obstruction on the road of Hidayat for Iblis and the obstruction on the road of the Bani Israel was one and the same. It was their family pride and the arrogance that they had of their lineage that had become an obstacle on the path of guidance and righteousness. So this was the same thing with Iblis. It was his pride and arrogance that prevented him from bowing down to Adam alayhi salam. So the Bani Israel are being reminded, let not your arrogance and your pride become an obstruction and impediment on the way of guidance. And call to mind my favors upon you, how I had favored you time and again from Fir'aun and from all the tyranny and oppression, how I had favored you and how I had bestowed you the beautiful lands of Sham and Egypt. وَأُوفُوا بِأَهْدِي أُوفِي بِأَهْدِكُمْ. And you fulfill my covenant, and I will fulfill your covenant. The promises that I have taken with you, you see to it that you fulfill my promises. And more especially, the promise that you have taken, that you will follow the commands of your of your scriptures, which contain the predictions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that you will give him your full support. So remember and call to mind these favors and these promises. And don't fear what people have to say. Don't worry about their criticisms and how they are going to respond, and that you will lose all the type of honor and favor that you were getting from people. So forget all this. Fear me alone. I have seen you in the past. I will see you in the future. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. Further, believe in what I have revealed, testifying and confirming the revelations that are with you, and don't be the first one to reject this. The first one that will reject, obviously, he started off and he initiates a wrong, and on account of him initiating the wrong, everybody that followed him will also follow suit. Everyone that followed him thereafter, he will be loaded not only with his sin, but with the sins of all those people that had followed him. For that matter, any wrong or any other good person who starts it off and he initiates it and others follow him, then he is going to be receiving his reward as well as the reward of those that had followed him. The same would apply to sin. A person comes to the masjid, for example, and quietly, calm and composed, without disturbing anybody, he sits and reads the Quran Sharif, and then others see him, the second person sees him, the man is quiet, he's composed, he's focused towards Allah Ta'ala, let me also pick up the Quran and recite. So he's getting reward for himself, and all those people that are imitating him, then he is being credited with their reward as well. But on the contrary, if someone comes to the masjid loud and shouting and louding and disturbing the peace, not parking his cars correctly, etc., now he's initiating a wrong. When he's going to initiate the wrong, he's being loud, he's not showing respect, he's being showing inconvenience to others, then apart from the wrong that he deserves, the sin that he deserves, he's going to also be loaded with the sin of all those people that followed him. Because people will feel, well, this is the norm here. We don't need to be careful how we conduct ourselves, how we behave in these precincts. We don't need to be concerned about this. So he had given the lead, and everybody that followed him, then he will be loaded with their sin as well. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And don't sell away my verses for a small price, and fear me alone. You want favor from people, so you distort the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just to curry favor with people, that you will change the verdicts and you will change my commands just to get some type of favor from people. So don't worry about people, be concerned about me. Like how it happens in halls and in gatherings, and we become more concerned about people, what will people say, and we worry about our relationship. Then if music is blasting there, if there is photography there, if there is a mixed crowd there, if there is videoing there, we are not concerned about it. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't do this, fear me alone. Don't worry about people, what they say and how they look towards you. And don't worry about the favors that you get from people. That means you are worried about the favors that you will get from people, not listening to them or not conforming with them. You will lose these favors. Then as though you have sold my verses for a small price. May Allah give wisdom.